We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Jones said, "They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy." Well, you see, it's true. When we begin to observe things that are contrary to what we're doing and what we're believing, then we forsake our own mercy. Now, what Peter did was a faith act, all right, but yet he was not ready for that because he had not learned to walk in total faith and not observe and give way to the circumstances of life. We need to learn to do that because I'll tell you quite frankly, there's going to be contrary winds blowing anytime you get ready to believe God. And you don't just wake up some morning wanting to believe God. You have to make a decision to believe God and make a decision to hold fast to your faith and not waver. Well, thank God Peter did walk on the water, didn't he? See, we're talking about how to believe God, how to activate that faith within you and not doubt concerning the matter. Now, Jesus said this in Mark 11:23. It records it a little different than Matthew does. He said, "Whosoever shall say to the mountain, 'Be removed, be cast into the sea,' and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, then he shall have whatsoever he saith." And then it goes on to say, "Therefore, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Now see, Matthew, the 21st chapter, and the 22nd verse said, "All things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Now someone might say, "Well, now I just can't believe that because, you see, I believed a certain thing, and I know that I believed, but I didn't receive." Well, now, you may have believed you believed. You might even have been convinced that you believed you believed you believed, but you didn't believe the way the Bible said to believe, or you would have received. Y'all still there? Because if I've got to make a choice between believing you and believing what Jesus said, guess who? I'm going to believe what Jesus said. Now, let me show you something about believing God. Like I said, it's not something you just wake up some morning feeling like doing. We talked about Abraham in one of the other sessions. Abraham, when there was no hope, he made a decision to believe in hope. You've got to make a decision to believe God. You don't just float through life and just accept everything that comes down the road and just receive it with open arms and believe God. Because I'll tell you, the devil sends you so many things, you can't believe God if you're going to receive everything the devil said. Because he'll make it look like the waves are going to swamp your boat every time. When you start saying some things in faith, he'll stir up a smoke screen and make it look like that's the opposite that's going to come to pass. But you have to hold fast to your confession of faith. Faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. Now, this statement that Jesus makes is the truth. It is truth. All things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. But now, what kind of believing is he talking about? He's talking about Bible believing. Faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. All things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. How many things? All things. Now, Jesus said in another place, Mark the 9th chapter, verse 23, he says, "All things are possible to him that believeth." Well, now you see, we've got several scriptures here that say the same thing, even though they're recorded in a little different direction, say it in a little different manner, but they all say the same thing. All things, whatsoever you ask in prayer. So then we have to nail it down to something, that we've got to find out what God said about the situation and know what the truth is before we can believe it. Isn't that right? How many times have you heard the scripture quoted, or should I say misquoted? "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Well, now you see, that is in the Bible, but if it's just quoted that way, it could be a lie. Because that's not all that Jesus said. Because you see, if you walk up to an individual on the street and say, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free," you may have lied to that individual because they may never know the truth. See, it's not truth that sets you free, it's the knowledge of truth. You've got to have the knowledge of it. You can't believe any further than you have knowledge. So if you don't have knowledge of the promise, how could you believe for it? Now, I'm going to say something here that may shock some of your religious tradition. It is impossible to pray the prayer of faith. You see, the Bible says the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. It is impossible to pray the prayer of faith when you don't know what God's will is concerning that matter. And you see it and you hear it all the time. Maybe not so much in full gospel circles. Well, some full gospel circles I get. People saying, "Lord, if it be thy will, heal so-and-so." Now listen, if you're going to pray over me like that, just take me on to the hospital. Forget the prayer, man. I'll take my chances with the doctors. Because if you're praying that way, you don't know what the will of God is. How could you believe and doubt not in your heart if you don't know what God's will is? Somebody said, "Oh, but Jesus prayed that same prayer 3 times in the garden, you know. Lord, not my will, but thine will be done." Well, that was a prayer of dedication. Certainly you can pray the prayer of dedication over and over and over. But when it comes to specific things that God's Word has revealed light on it, then it is impossible for you to have faith when you don't know what God's will is. You know why? Because faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. And if you're not fully persuaded of what God's will is, it's impossible for you to pray the prayer of faith. Because that faith, the divine energy of God, comes from the promise itself. So if you don't know what the promise said, if you don't know the promise, you could not possibly have the faith to believe for it. Y'all still out there? So it's important to know. You see, if you're going to believe God, first of all, you've got to make a decision. Do I want to know the truth? Do I want to be responsible for the truth? See, there's some people that don't want to be responsible for the truth. They'd rather just walk in the darkness. Then they say, "Well, you know, I'm not responsible for what I don't know about." But Jesus, what Jesus said in Matthew, the 8th chapter, he said to the disciples, "If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." See, it's the knowledge of truth. It's not just truth. How many of you have a Bible tonight? Well, now, in that Bible is truth. But you see, everyone that owns a Bible is not free. See, you have to have the knowledge of that truth. Now, when you gain the knowledge of God, you're going to gain some faith of God. Faith cometh by hearing. So then, if faith comes by hearing, and faith is a substance of things hoped for and is the evidence of things not seen, then that faith is the ability to enter into the promise. But if you don't know about it, you can't enter into it. So to pray the prayer of faith, you'd have to know the will of God. Now that's why it's important to find the will of God before you pray. Jesus made this statement in John, the 15th chapter, verse 7. He said, "If ye abide in me and my words abide in you," he said, "ask what you will, and it shall be done." Now see, he didn't say a thing about God's will, but he said, "Ask what you will." But yet God's will is involved in what he said, because he said, "If my words abide in you." Because you see, if the word of God abides in you, then that is the will of God. But you see, so many people keep casting the word of God out, or the will of God out. They won't let the word abide in them. See, Peter had the word of Jesus come. And he started walking on the waters, working, isn't it? But then he cast the word out and starts observing what's happening. Now you know the logical thing that Peter, to just be logical about the whole thing, that the way that he should have thought about that, if he was thinking rationally, he should have thought this way. You know, I've never seen anyone walk on the water before. But you know, come to think of it, I never saw anybody try to when it was storming. So I guess that's the secret to it. You can only walk on the water when the waves are high and the wind's blowing. Now, wouldn't that make sense to you? I mean, if you'd never seen in all of your life anybody walk on the water when it was smooth, when the sun was shining, and then you saw a guy walking on the water in the storm, you'd have thought, well, wow, that must be the way it works. You can only walk on the water when it's storming. But that wasn't the way he thought. He thought he was going to sink. Fearing, he began to sink. See, faith and fear did not stay together. My daughter gave me a plaque. It's hanging on the wall at home. In fact, I think she made it. It says, "Fear knocked at the door. Faith answered, and there was no one there." Isn't that good? Glory to God. When fear knocks at your door, if faith answers, there will not be anyone there when you go to the door. Because faith will do away with fear. So it's not a matter of just wanting to believe God. It's a matter of making a decision to believe God based on the Bible facts of the Word of God or the promise or whatever it is you're believing about God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I appreciate so much you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. We've been talking about believing God this week, and we're going to be talking about it all this week and next week. Believing God. Now, all of this week, we have CD offer number 7233. It's entitled, Cure for Doubt and Unbelief. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $19. Cure for Doubt and Unbelief. The Word of God is the cure for doubt and unbelief. You just have to know what the Word said about it. See, you could have what we'd call legal doubt. Sometimes you just don't know because you just don't have the information. If you didn't know what Jesus said in the Word of God concerning healing, that by His stripes ye were healed, well, certainly you could have what I'd call legal doubt. You had reason to doubt because you just did not have the information. But you see, when you have the information and still won't believe it, then that's not legal doubt. That is unbelief. And that's really a sin when you know what the Word says, but you just still will not believe it, will not act upon it. So it's important for you to know that the Word of God will cure all unbelief. It's impossible to pray the prayer of faith if you don't know the will of God concerning the matter you're praying about. Some of you are praying for things and you're praying, Lord, if it be thy will. Well, now, wait a minute. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. Everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth. Well, there's the will of God right there. If you can find it in the Word, if it's based on the authority of the Word of God, if it's something God has already given to us, belongs to us, it's in the promises of God, then yes, it's God's will. But if you don't know it's God's will, you can't possibly pray the prayer of faith for it. You need this CD offer number 7233. Cure for Doubt and Unbelief. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $19.
We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.